Hey, Life's Coach Mike here, LifesCoachMike.com. All right, you guys that have been members of my site and know me know that I'm a Berkman guy through and through, right? I mean, probably 70% of what I do in all my coaching and any of the success comes from the time with Berkman. And, you know, he's always new and creative, man. And here, you might call it a 1v1 into a 3v2. You might call it a 2v2 into a 4v3. But man, the way he does it is so game realistic, and you know, running these segments, 4 minutes, and just absolutely crazy. Anyway, here's Coach Berkman talking about two brand new drills that they designed at Salisbury this year. Just kind of blew me away, and I'm sure you will too. I mean, at the end of the day, the guy's got 12 national championships. His record is 522 wins, 56 losses at Salisbury. More NCAA lacrosse coaching victories than any coach in the country in history, you know, when he broke Emmer's record. Anyway, we love him, man, and let's just get to it.
But other than that, you know, another thing I learned from Coach, and I hate to sound like, you know, I worship him, but I really do. You know, if you want to keep the attention of the kids, you got to change the drills up, man. So we never run the same drill 2 days in a row. And if the kids don't get the drill, we tell them it's okay, this is a new drill, we're probably not going to get it 100% today. We come back to it in 2 or 3 days. You know, we don't run that drill for 20 minutes. How long are you running your drills, Coach? I think somewhere in my memory it's like 7 to 10 minutes a drill. Is that accurate?
I would say that, you know, when we're doing stuff small-sided at the beginning of practice, I mean, if you look at the practice plan that you have in front of you from yesterday, you know, when we did the 3-on-2 and the 4-on-3, seagull drill, which is a new drill that we got here, we didn't do the seagull drill yesterday, we did traditionals. You know, we were only doing 3-on-2s for, you know, 4 minutes and 4-on-3s for 4 minutes, and then boom, we were to the next drill. And then it was 5-on-4 for 4 minutes and 6-on-5 step off, you know, for 6 minutes. You know, the variety, you know, but most drills will never do much more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, so tell me about one of the new ones, Coach.
Well, there's four things that we've done this year, and the first drill that, and we do, like yesterday, we did a 1-on-1s to 3-on-2s, where we have four lines on the perimeter, you know, one up top, one on the right wing, one on the left wing, one behind. You start at, you know, a different line each time, and on offense, when you start, wherever point you start, let's say we start at the top, the offensive player has the ball, and then the two adjacent offensive players on the wing are in. Defensively, there's four lines too. The guy starts up top on the ball, and then the defense always plays opposite. So the guy behind would come and be the backup for the defender. But we play it out real hard one-on-one, but you know the guy that's backing him up is a slide guy, and so you got to dodge with your head up. Because you know at any time a slide could come, you know, once the guy is beat, and you go to score. And once the slide comes, or you draw the slide, you bang the ball, and then the drill automatically then becomes a 3-on-2. You know, and the theory is that, you know, hopefully we get two passes, so we can, you know, two passes is the key to beating the slide, that we bang the ball hard once, and then bang the ball hard the second time, and we get a dunk. And then we start, you know, right as soon as that's over, boom, the whistle blows and the guy goes from the wing. The guy up top on offense and the guy behind are in adjacent. You know, if he dodges up top hard from the wing, that guy, you know, clears through and creates space. The guy behind at X is trying to hang his defender or the backup guy a little bit so he doesn't know where he is. And then we play. And so we play hard one-on-one, so we're really lurking on our one-on-one moves on offense, but we're also working on our one-on-one moves realistically, unlike just playing one-on-one where there is a backup. So you got to learn to dodge with your head up. You got to learn to dodge and re-dodge because, you know, a lot of teams are fake sliding now and just showing and then recovering. And then defensively, you know, we're teaching guys how to push guys to certain spots. We're teaching them how to slide accordingly. And then you get your transition at the end of the drill. So that, you know, that's how we're doing our one-on-ones now. Basically, you know, when we need to work on individual defense and sliding.
Coach, where are the lines for the poles in this?
So there's four lines. There's a line of offense and defense up top, a line of offense and defense on each wing, and a line of offense and defense, you know, behind the cage.
Are you integrating middies into the D side of that?
Yes, they can play defense too and take their turns on defense.
I love it.
So that's the first drill, and then we just carry it one step farther. You know, we'll play two on two now, so now we can integrate the picks and the slips and, you know, and that kind of stuff. And now when you wherever say we start up top, whenever we start in this drill 2-on-2 to 4-on-3, every offensive player is in, so you have four guys. And now defensively, you have the ball guy on, and then you have back right and back. You have the two adjacents in. And, you know, we'll start it maybe with a pass down, pick down. They pay a pick and slip. All of a sudden, there's an advantage. And then, boom, a slide comes in the kid's face from the crease. And then they got to move the ball, you know, and score, and it becomes a 4-on-3. And you can do picks and slips. You can work on your two-man game. You can pick at the goal line when the ball's behind. So you work on your picking game and defending picks, but you also work on your offensive game. And then, at some point in that 2-on-2, there becomes an advantage, you know, and a slide's got to come to stop the goal. And then once the slide comes, we bang the ball and we play just like realistically in a game. You know, you're in offense and you're doing something in your two-man game, and all of a sudden the guy gets an advantage. Hard slide comes in the crease, you got to make a play, you know, and hopefully it's two passes that beat that slide, and then you get a shot, you know. And so those are the ways we've been doing our one-on-ones and two-on-twos. This year, and we really like the drills. Our guys really like it because it's extremely competitive. You're going real hard in front of everybody, and you're trying to beat somebody, but then you're also got to dodge with your head up, and because you know a slide's going to come. It's not like you can just beat somebody in a one-on-one or two-on-two drill and there's nobody there. And so it makes it really realistic to what happens in your half-field offense.
Yeah, I was listening to the last podcast, and, you were integrating, at that time, you were doing a fair amount of 5v5 work to get a crease guy, O&D, you know, involved in the drill versus maybe a 4v4 or something, okay? Are you still staying with the... The 5v5s is a big part of your practice plans during the week?
Yeah, a couple times a week for about 8 minutes, we do 5v5, and then we script it. You know, well, probably the biggest portion of the script is that we're doing a quick slide drill, you know, where the defense is really sliding quickly to everything. So that they...
Hey, man, I hope you got all that. Check out the article section, and I'll put a little more detail behind all this. Love these drills. Can't wait to try them. Hope you do, too. This is Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com. Man, I sure appreciate your support of my site over the last 10 years. Thanks so much. Until next time.